Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I'm so glad you're here today. I want to start by saying something really important. If your child has been hitting, kicking, or showing aggressive behavior toward other children, I see you. I see how worried you might be, how embarrassed you might feel when it happens at the playground or at school. And I want you to know, you are not alone in this, and your child is not broken. What's happening is actually a really important part of their development, and there is so much we can do to help. The Magic Book and I have been learning about this together, and I discovered something beautiful. When children between ages 5 and 6 show aggressive behavior toward their friends, it's almost never because they're mean or because they want to hurt someone. It's because they're learning one of the hardest skills in the entire universe, managing big feelings and understanding how other people feel. And that takes time. It takes practice. It takes patience and love. Let me share what the research shows us. Scientists who study children's emotions have discovered that when young children hit or kick, it's usually because they haven't yet developed strong emotion regulation skills. Think about it like this. Your child's brain is like a beautiful garden that's still growing. The part that helps them pause, think about their feelings, and choose a gentle response, that part is still developing. It won't be fully grown until they're in their 20s. So when your child feels frustrated or angry or overwhelmed, their brain doesn't yet have all the tools to say, "I'm feeling upset, can we talk about this?" Instead, their body reacts first. And sometimes that reaction is hitting or kicking. Dr. Amani Kashmir, a wonderful researcher who studies children's emotions, discovered something really important. She found that children who can express and regulate their emotions show much less aggressive behavior and much more calm, kind behavior with their friends. And here's the beautiful part. Emotion regulation is a skill we can teach. It's not something children either have or don't have. It's something they learn with our help. The research also shows us that children's ability to understand emotions, what scientists call emotional comprehension, directly predicts how they handle conflicts with friends. When children develop better emotional comprehension, they naturally start choosing positive strategies like talking, negotiating, and asking for help, instead of negative strategies like hitting or grabbing. As children grow from age 3 to age 6, they gradually shift from physical responses to verbal ones. But they need our guidance to make that shift. So what can we do to help? The Magic Book whispers 3 beautiful truths to me. First, teach emotion words. When your child is calm, practice naming feelings together. Happy, sad, frustrated, excited, worried, angry. The more words they have for their feelings, the less they need to use their body to express them. You might say, "I notice you're clenching your fists. I wonder if you're feeling frustrated right now. Let's take some deep breaths together." Second, model peaceful conflict resolution. Children learn so much by watching us. When you have a disagreement with your partner or a friend, let your child see you using calm words, taking deep breaths, and finding solutions together. You might even narrate what you're doing. "I'm feeling frustrated right now, so I'm going to take 3 deep breaths before I talk about this." Your child is watching and learning. Third, practice empathy together. Help your child imagine how other people feel. You might read stories together and pause to ask, "How do you think that character feels right now? What do you think they need?" When your child accidentally hurts someone, instead of punishment, try connection. You might say, "I see that you hit your friend. I wonder if you were feeling really frustrated. Let's check on your friend and see if they're okay." This teaches your child that their actions affect others and that they have the power to help and heal. The research is so clear on this. When parents respond to aggressive behavior by teaching emotion skills instead of using punishment, children develop better peer relationships and show much less aggression over time. This approach builds the foundation for lifelong social and emotional health. Now, I want to tell you about a story that the Magic Book and I think might really help. It's called The Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane, and it's about 2 friends, Lucas and Ella, who discover something magical. They learn that when they use their unique abilities to help a scared child feel safe and understood, their caring actions create ripples of positive change. The story shows children that they have the power to make others feel better, which is such an important insight for developing empathy. After you read this story with your child, You might talk together about times when they felt scared or upset, and how it felt when someone helped them. Then you can explore together how they might help a friend who is having big feelings. This gives them concrete alternatives to hitting or kicking when conflicts arise. It shows them that their hands can comfort instead of hurt, that their words can heal instead of harm. I also want to remind you of something really important. This phase, this challenging time, it's temporary. With your patient guidance, your child will develop the emotion regulation skills they need. They will learn to use their words. They will learn to be a gentle, kind friend. But it takes time, and it takes your steady, loving presence. You're doing such important work, my wonderful friend. Every time you stay calm when your child is aggressive, you're teaching them that big feelings are manageable. Every time you help them name their emotions, you're giving them tools for life. Every time you model empathy and kindness, you're showing them who they can become. The Magic Book and I are always here for you. You can find the Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane and so many other helpful stories in the Book of Inara app. Each story is designed to teach social and emotional skills in a gentle, magical way that children love. Remember, your child isn't being bad. They're learning. And with your help, they're going to learn beautifully. Sweet dreams and gentle days, my wonderful friend. With love and starlight, Inara.